This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Sean, the last week has seen more than 20 legislative interim studies conducted at the Capitol on a variety of topics. Interim studies may result in legislation or not, but they tell us something about what is on some lawmakers' minds. There have been three studies on the shortage of childcare services in Oklahoma and what to do about it. What have those lawmakers heard?
According to testimony Thursday before the House Committee on Children, Youth, and Family Services, 55% of Oklahomans live in childcare deserts in 34 of Oklahoma's 77 counties. Now, what that means is there are at least two children for every slot available in a licensed childcare facility. Lawmakers have heard some recommendations from those appearing before the committees to address the problems, including, among other things, tax credits for businesses that provide childcare stipends to employees, or even for businesses to receive tax credits for starting their own childcare facilities, which was discussed during the 2023 interim and the 2024 regular session.
Another study examined the state's felony murder law. What are the lawmakers who called for the study concerned about?
Oklahoma's felony murder statute does not require a defendant to have taken a life directly to be charged with murder if a death occurs during the commission of another felony. Oklahoma City University Law School professor Maria Kohler explained, House Criminal Justice and Corrections Committee Chair Justin Humphrey and committee member Danny Williams said they would like to see that changed so that defendants are charged and punished for the crimes they actually commit.
Two of the youngest members of the legislature held a study on the use of AI in the private and public sectors.
Representative Arturo Alonzo Sandoval, a Democrat from Oklahoma City, and Representative Daniel Pay, a Latin Republican, requested the Artificial Intelligence Interim Study, which looked at its use in medicine, specifically radiology, criminal justice, education, and state government. The consistent theme they heard from presenters during the interim study was that human involvement is a needed element in the deployment of artificial intelligence. You just can't put it out there and let it run on its own. Both legislators ran some bills on AI in 2024, but none made it to the governor's desk, and they indicated Wednesday they likely will file more for the 2025 session.
Another study followed up on a bill from last session that did not become law. They would have allowed gold and silver to be used as legal tender in Oklahoma. One of the people promoting this idea called it pirate money. That's not something we often hear.
No, it's not. It was Kevin Freeman, founder and CEO of Freeman Global Holdings and host of Economic War Room on the conservative Blaze TV, who called it pirate money, explaining that it was gold doubloons and pieces of eight were used by pirates back during the Revolutionary War. Freeman said he would like to see the state authorize another way for Oklahomans to make financial payments, specifically through gold and silver. And the committee also heard from another witness who has developed an application through which he said individuals can buy, save, and spend gold with the flexibility of a credit card.
Shifting away from interim studies, Oklahoma Watch reported Friday that the State Department of Education has posted a request for proposals, RFP, for the purchase of 55,000 Bibles to be placed in Oklahoma classrooms. Use of state funds to purchase Bibles for schools may be unconstitutional, but the state superintendent continues to push the envelope on this idea. The RFP is very specific. What is it seeking?
The department wants 55,000 copies of the King James Version of the Bible with the Old and New Testaments, but it must also include copies of the Pledge of Allegiance, Declaration of Independence, U.S. Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, and be bound in leather or leather-like material. According to Oklahoma Watch, only one Bible fits those requirements perfectly. Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA Bible. That's the Bible endorsed by former President Donald Trump and commonly referred to as the Trump Bible.
All right, we'll be watching that for sure.
No doubt.
Thanks, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find audio and transcripts at kgou.org and look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.